What's the company that you work for? Do you work for Google, or is it an outside company?
We're local Splash, Zach. We're a premier Google partner.
Gotcha.
Hi. My name's John, by the way. I'm the director here. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions that popped up in regards to the services or what we could do for your company?
I've never really looked into what it takes to getting on a Google search on the first page. So it seems weird to me that there'd be a third party that does it.
Yeah. Well, the local listings, it takes having a position become available. But you can do Google ads with Google directly without having a local listing. All the local listings are handled by Google partners. But you can do Google ads, and you could even sign up for Google Guarantee now. That's Google's newest product, without having a Google partner involved, and just do that with Google directly, except for they don't have a customer service department or anything that's going to help you with it. So you'd probably want somebody in-house that, has Google certification, knows how to use it, or, take a couple of courses, figure out how to use it yourself. But we'd host it for you. That's the whole point of the Google Partner Program. About 85% of Google's income comes from local listings and Google advertising. So, every business owner that opens up an account on or has a first page ad, we basically are maintaining them for them, a majority. So we're not just signing the guys up, but, we're helping Google maintain a reoccurring pipeline of revenue with you guys month in and month out. They need us to host it and make sure it's working properly. That's a good question. And I can understand that, too. You probably expect a call from Google directly, especially if you haven't looked into this before.
Right.
Okay, so you did qualify for the placement. I mean, the listing did just become available. Tara's working on a qualified candidates list now. We're just looking for one GC to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close it out, so we can't work with anybody else in the Boise area. It's a pretty large service area that you have. It's about a 50-mile radius for the local listing. If you want to go further than that, I'd have to run Google Ads. The local listings just don't span more than a 50-mile radius from your address.
Gotcha, and that's pretty much where I want to be anyway. So.
Okay, yeah. They'll send a postcard to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification. So you get that little red dot on the map, and then you go up to 50 miles around that. And then you can hand select what services you're listed for. So we'll have recommended keywords, but you have final say on everything. We'll build your .com for you, we'll purchase the domain if you don't already have one. Tara said you were reserving a domain already? You're in the process of that?
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm just kind of in the process of starting to advertise to other people. I've basically developed my own stuff before and sold spec homes, but with the current market of new construction, I'm looking at still growing my business, but more on the customer end along with some of my own stuff as well. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if you already have the domain, we can just do content and hosting for you, and I wouldn't charge you anything for that. We would just add it into the service. So that way it's all under one roof. Kind of makes our life easier, too. That way if we needed to change something on the site or you go through a major change in the services you provide, we could swap out the keywords and also go on the site and make sure that it's matching up top to bottom, without having to call you, tell you to contact your website guy and fix it or have you fix it, So kind of have everything under one roof, make us your one-stop shop. I sent you a text right now. I don't know if you got it, but that's a link to the pricing page.
Yep, got it. Let me check that out here.
All right, perfect. And the Google Partner badge is in there, too, with the live link to google.com/partners. That way you can verify you're talking to the right people. Okay, let me just look up this campaign. If you're keeping it within 50, you won't need those first three packages that you see under the Google Partner badge. Those are with Google Ads included. You'd probably need one of the ones with just Google or Google Play or local SEO plus Facebook ads. Excuse me.
Gotcha. So the Essential Pro, is that where you're...
Yeah, the Essential Pro, and there's a Platinum. So they range from $299 $2.99 up to $5.99. What I was thinking I can do, because I see you're invested in a couple other things and you're already getting the domain going. But I know Home Advisors pay per lead and they kind of use Google and resell you leads that they get off of it. I know that's really pricey if you're paying for each individual lead, whether you get it or not. I'd be willing to put you on the Platinum Bundle for $2.99 for the essential package price, and then go month to month so you won't require the 2-month contract. And then what I could also do is I could waive the setup fee for you so you won't have to pay that $2.99 setup. And that should jumpstart you, get your foot in the door. The reason I'm willing to do that is because I've worked with a lot of people who have used that Home Advisor program. Like when I started working here, they were called Service Magic. And usually if I could get your foot in the door and show you the difference between having people call you directly and not having to pay for each individual lead, it's kind of a no-brainer. We end up working with those guys for a long time, you know? So I know maybe the first month we won't be making a lot off of it with the site and everything that we're doing with that Platinum Bundle, but over time, if everything works out how I'm thinking it will, then, you know, this will probably turn into a long-term marketing solution for you where it'll make sense for us after a couple months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could approve that pricing structure. Is that something you could see a value in doing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm willing to give it a try for a couple months and see how it goes.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable form of online advertisement for the last 15 years. So if you're really trying to get your name out there, then there's no better way to do it than this. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, and then I'll submit the listing to Google now for the position, and then they're going to send you that postcard in the mail, that PIN verification letter that I was talking to you about. What's the street address that I could send that to?
3913.
Okay.
West Nez, it's N-E-Z, and then Perce, P-E-R-C-E, Street.
Okay, in Boise.
Yep, 83705.
There's another street like that in Arizona.
Yeah, I think it actually autocorrects sometimes because it, like, if I Google Nez Perce, or West Nez Perce, it actually autocorrects to the Arizona address.
Arizona address. That's what popped up.
Yeah, so like I have to leave out the W actually. So even though it is west, it's like for whatever Google.
It automatically corrected it once I punched in the 83705. It just changed it to Nez Perce.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me update. And then you could hide this address if it's your residence. I can make it just say like Mattson Homes and then Boise, Idaho 83705.
Yeah. Well, I actually have a business address I can give you.
Okay, yeah, let's PIN verify that, and I'd rather, I mean, I don't know if you have people coming to your home, so let's do the business.
Yeah, so it's, let me pull it up here, I actually just got an office, so it's,
perfect.
7735 West Riverside Drive, Suite 10.
Okay, let me update suite number. And that's also Boise?
No, it's Garden City.
Okay. Update. Garden City. So that 50-mile radius goes based off of where the pin is sent. And you get a little red dot on the map. So is Garden City really close?
Yeah, I mean, it's like 3 miles or 4 miles from me. It's not far.
Okay. Here, let me pull it up here. I'm really familiar with Boise, but Garden City must be like right down the street.
Yeah, sometimes it's interchanged with Boise. It's like kind of.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Town,
but, it has like 2 miles apart from each other from one side to the other.
Yeah.
No problem. So let's update. That shouldn't be an issue. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't way out of the way and then you're completely removing yourself from the service area we're looking to cover. That would cause a problem. That's risk in the office.
Should be fine.
Okay. Exactly.
Pretty much anywhere I'd want to build is within 50 miles. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
Zach, short for Zachary?
Yeah.
Okay. Zachary.
Yep.
Okay. Traditional spelling. You update. All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in black and white because of the discounts I applied. So that way you have it documented that you're locked in at that rate.
Yeah, so Zach D. Mattson for Zach D as in dog, Mattson, M-A-T-S-O-N, at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. already a Gmail user. That would make things a lot easier for us. Do you use Google Calendar?
Yep.
Yeah, perfect. So on the site that we developed, there's a Contact Us profile, and if you'd like, you can opt into the scheduling where they can schedule on your Gmail calendar. And you just have notifications that you can set appointments, call them back. All right. So
cool.
Let's go. Boom. All right, and how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Let's do like 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
9 to 6. Okay, and Saturday and Sunday? By appointment only or closed?
Yeah, by appointment only. That's fine.
Okay. Or they could still call you, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Let me go ahead and submit. Okay, and then do you have, like, examples of work that you've done in the past or, like, a company logo?
Yeah, I have a logo and, and previous builds.
Okay. Since we're going to develop the content for your site, I need you to send those in. So I'm going to send you 2 text messages right now. One's my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There is going to be an account management team, obviously, that will help me with the fulfillment, like separate graphic designer building your site and everything. But if you want something done quickly, you could call me directly there. I'm here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard. And then at the same number, if you hit extension 1, there's a customer service department available to you that can help you with everything on your account but billing.
Cool.
And then I'm going to send you the email address for you to send in that logo. In the photos.
Yeah, I was going to say email will work better for sending photos and
Yeah, we have a specific email for that. So, like, we already have your email and your number on file, but any way you choose to send it in, we'll know it's you, and then whether you send it as a JPEG or some other kind of file, we can usually upload it and clear it. You got to be careful, though. Sometimes those phone pictures, depending on the phone that you have, they come in all pixelated, but...
I have like professional photos nice. That'll transfer easier
high quality
via the internet. Yeah.
All right.
So question, so you mentioned you'll be hosting a website for me?
Yeah. So if you already have the domain, the next thing they'll ask you to do is like pay for hosting and then content development. But if you already paid for the domain, you won't need that. So we'll include that for you. Obviously, you have to give us access to the domain either during our client interview or sometime before, what is today, Thursday? Yeah, before Thursday of next week. So that way we can go in there and actually develop the content and start working on it. So
yeah.
We still got to get the credentials from you, but the content development and hosting is included in the package free of charge. I waived all fees on that. So usually it's part of the setup fee and the platinum bundle. So I upgraded your package without charging you the difference. Yeah, you're going to need that. And then that way later if you leave, I don't think you will, but just hypothetically, you'll be in a lot better position than we're finding you in today. You'll still have your Google Verified listing. You'll have your site up and running and everything. So setting you up for
nice.
Winning. But obviously, I'm hoping this turns into a long-term thing. The kind of work that you do, I mean, you know,
yeah,
two of them cover the whole year, right, easily?
Right, yeah. Yep, totally.
All right. So let me update. All right. And then for a client interview. So client interviews, they usually take 20 to 30 minutes. We ask for an hour window to complete them. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Let me pull it up here. I have 11 a.m. or noon available tomorrow.
11 a.m. or noon. Yeah, I got 11 to 12 mountain time.
That works. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We're in Orange County, so we're an hour behind you.
Okay. Will you send me a calendar link, or should I?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm doing right now. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then it's also going to text you 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a heads up. Mm-hmm. And then if anything pops up or changes, let me know. I could always reschedule it, but... want to try to get that done before the weekend, so that way we can hopefully work on the website over the weekend and have something to show you by Monday, Tuesday next week.
Sure.
Okay. Boom. Okay, where's your email? There you go. Zach D. Madison at Gmail. Boom. Okay, this is going to come from a Jazwan Hill. Right. Bam. It'll have client interviews dashed on it.
Okay. I added it, so that should be...
Okay. That's also me, too, by the way. Like, you'll see, I have a John Hill and a Jazwan Hill. My full name is Jazwan John, but everybody calls me John, usually.
Oh, right. I'm say Jazwan John?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody screws the first name up. Yeah.
How do you spell that? Is that just like Jazwan?
Yeah, it's J-A-Z-W-A-N. So, I'm the only one. If you Google me, it's really easy to find.
Unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the only one in the world. Like, I looked it up, and I was like, wait, how did you get come up with this name, you know? But I guess my dad's uncle, like my great-uncle, had the name and same last name, and then he passed away when I was really young. So my dad named me after him, and then so now I'm the only one living.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Not too many people can say that, I don't think.
Yeah, I like how it rolls together, but everybody messes it up, so I just go by my middle name. I'm like, okay, John. I'm John. Everybody knows John. Biblical spelling.
Right.
All right, so I got that squared away client interview. Did you get the confirmation on your client interview appointment? Or did you get the invitation? I'm sorry.
I got the invitation, and I accepted yes.
Okay, there we go. I got it back. It says you accepted it. All right. So let me just adjust your billing, Zach. Give me a second here. So this is going to be platinum. There we go. Website. So I'm going to enroll you with the custom My Site. So let's go. The full-blown custom website design. You could add as many pages as you want. Did you purchase your domain through GoDaddy or what provider?
I haven't bought it yet. I've been like kind of doing some research on what's available. MassandHome.com is available. So I've been kind of throwing around some other ideas.
Okay. Is that through...
I think I'm going to settle on Mass and Homes, Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho or ID. Let me know if it's through GoDaddy or Wix. Maybe let us know when you provide the login credentials.
Okay.
You want to get that finalized, though.
I'll do it today here. But I think it's going to be GoDaddy because that's basically what I've been looking at. So.
Okay. Yeah, the GoDaddy ones are pretty simple. If we do the My Site, we could add as many pages to it as you want and fully customize it. So we have like a template.
Cool. Through GoDaddy?
Yeah, we can use the GoDaddy and Wix domains or obviously the Google domains, but there are some other like random providers that aren't those three major ones and, you know, that we kind of have issues sometimes. We don't have a pre-existing relationship with them, so they don't just let us like access them and upload the information as easily. So that's why I was
gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me go ahead and assign package. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Zach?
Yeah, debit card worked okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, let me just go ahead and add Matson Homes. And the company's not incorporated or LLC, right?
It's an LLC.
Okay, so actually need to update this on your business profile. Do you want it displayed as an LLC on Google, or you just want it to say Matson Homes?
I think Matson Homes should be fine, right?
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's how I had it, but now that you're telling me it's an LLC, I was like, okay, maybe I can go back and edit this name, but I'll leave it as Matt's at Homes, and if you want to add it later, just let me know.
Yeah, good.
Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification? Is it the office?
Nope, it's actually my home address. I haven't switched that over yet.
Okay, the 3913 West Nez Pierce?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me update this. This is Idaho, and then where is it, 83705. Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep, 4712.
4712.
161. Oh, yeah, sorry. 1617.
1617.
3304.
3304.
0241.
0241. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0825.
08 of 25, and 3-digit code on the back.
469.
469. Okay, and there will be a security question affiliated with your account, just to verify your identity if you call in, or vice versa, if you're contacted by one of my reps and you want to verify that it's actually our company. So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works best?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Zach?
Cryer. It's K-R-E-Y-E-R.
K-R-E-Y-E-R?
Yep.
Okay. It's going to ask me to retype it, but it, like, codes it out, so I had to write it down. Okay, there we go. Cryer. Update. Okay, and then there's a voice verification because of the discounts that I applied. So this is going to outline the agreement, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt, and you'll have to sign off on it prior to your client interview. Sure. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Sure.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Mattson Homes.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Zach Mattson, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and then hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently using, like with the Home Advisor and Angie. We're a Google partner, so we can pretty much see anything that exists with your business online. And that's okay if you want to continue that stuff, but after today, if you're going to add something, we want you to let us know about it, so that way we can verify
sure.
that you're not, like, duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing for you.
Got it.
All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It is a month-to-month service. You are not bound to any kind of contract. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 2nd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I'm putting you on the Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the site for you at no additional cost, but we're going to be using your domain, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the second day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. It says if you are going to discontinue, please contact us 3 days before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, which we have processed already, you might have received already the welcome text message and welcome email. So it's going to be loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. The email will also have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you a 7-minute YouTube video and a link to the downloadable app. The YouTube video shows you how to use the account dashboard and tracking system. You can pipeline leads in there. Like if you're missing calls, it'll save like their number. You could also request reviews from clients to kind of help build the online reputation through that app. So. That's just an added tool. It says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager. If you have any questions or you want to make changes to your account, please contact your account manager at the number provided. Our customer service line and my direct number and extension will be attached to every email and text message that you get from our company moving forward. And then it asks, did you have any questions, comments, or concerns regarding this voice verification?
No.
Okay. All right, so voice verification complete. Let's take this off. All right, perfect. And then you got that welcome text?
Yep.
All right, so there's a full outline of the agreement in there where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So it's going to have all the products and features outlined in black and white. It's going to have the billing date, the discounted pricing structure, and the cancellation policy. There's a box you have to check to authorize that it was you, and you have to sign your first and last name on the bottom of that. Again, you don't have to rush through it, but you want to make sure that that's done before the client interview tomorrow. They'll start the conversation. All right. A couple things I want you to keep in mind. I know I was going kind of fast here towards the end of that. PIN verification letter. Okay, we send it out today. Usually takes 5 to 7 days to receive, so you should get it this time next week. It is going to your office address, not your residence. Okay, all online listings created by our company would have the office address unless you wanted it hidden. Okay, so we'll update that. I think the only thing that has your home address on it is your Home Advisor by Angie's list, but we didn't do that. So. Okay, so that's going to your office. There is a 5-digit number on the back of that PIN that I need from you when it comes in. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business, and you'll remain a verified business on Google unless you guys move or relocate to another area.
Okay,
and then PIN verification, terms and conditions, client interview. Client interview is scheduled for tomorrow. It is March 3rd, 2023. 10 to 11 Pacific Standard Time, so it should be 11 to 12 Mountain Time. You already received that. Okay. Just triple-checking everything here. So. Okay, and then make sure to send in photos and company logo for that site. And also the login credentials, or actually the whole domain, right? You said you're going to try to finalize that today?
Yeah.
Okay. When you get that, you can either you could text it to me, that line that you've been getting, the 877 number. You could text it, and I'll get it. So if you say, hey, I purchased this, www. I'll upload it and attach it to your Google Business Profile.
Sweet.
All right.
Question. So I actually have it pulled up right now. It looks like I'm going to probably do MatsonHomeBuilders.com. Do I want to select the email matching my domain as well, or do you guys handle that, or can I,
yeah,
I get that through?
That's at your discretion. They do that, but they also offer G Suite. Even through Google, you have to pay. It's like $12 a month for G Suite, and they'll give you like up to 12 of them customized. So it might be like zmatson@matsonhomes.com, and then if you have a bunch of other employees, you can give them all their own custom Matson Homes email. That's like $12 to $15 a month for that, or you can just get one from GoDaddy if it's just you. I think that would probably be more cost efficient, depending on what they're charging you. So it's really going to come down to.
Yeah, I got you. It's like $250 a month for one. I'd want to get probably a couple of them for my employees also, but yeah.
Yeah, I can. How many employees do you have, Zach?
Well, actually, just down to one now, one other employee. But I'll be hiring another, like a project manager here pretty soon.
I mean, it sounds like that would be $750. It would be like half if you got three of them through GoDaddy is what they would charge you for full G Suite. But I can put in a request. I won't charge you for it now, but I'll just leave it on the table. And if that's, you know, for sure that's what you want to do, then I can have them enroll you in G Suite and we'll add that to the agreement. Are you think that's what you want to do? Just use G Suite right out of the gate?
Maybe. It sounds like it'd be easier to
just have it all under one roof.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it'd be. It just depends. I mean, $750 is still $750. You know, that's a cheeseburger every month.
Yeah. Either way, I guess it's not much. But G Suite, you can basically go up to.
I think it's
go
26.
Up to 12. You said.
No, it's up to 26. Oh. I believe is the total. Yeah.
That you can gotcha. And it's like $12 a month.
It's 12 to 15. Let me just verify. Hold on, real quick here. Let me ask Caesar because sometimes they change them. What's the exact number for Custom Home Builder G Suite?
And G Suite is that's having matching, so it'd be. You know, whatever at mathandhomebuilders.com, and then
yeah, exactly. So you put like first initial last name, and then it would be at mathandhomes.com instead of at gmail.com.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's still technically ran on the Gmail platform. Like you'll log into Gmail in order to get to those emails. But
thanks. Okay.
Yeah, but for them, they'll be seeing your business name rather than the Gmail.
Yeah.
Right, give me one second here.
I mean, it sounds like the way to go, probably.
Yeah, so they have different ones. Here, let me show you the link real quick here. It really just depends on the plan you select. I'll send it to you here. So there's different ones. So that's why I was saying 12 to 15. It's actually 6, 12, or 18, depending on which one you pick. We don't charge you anything extra for it, so we just charge you the exact cost of it, the wholesale pricing on the Google site. So you have business standard. It's $12, $150 participant video meetings plus recording, custom secure business email. That was what we were going over. So it really just depends on storage, it looks like the amount of information that it would be able to have before the price goes up. I think starting out, you could start at 12, but later on, you might want to up it to 18, go to the business plus once you get some more employees going.
Sure.
So I know we already use probably more than 30 gigabytes, so probably just the business standard for $12 a month, that could work.
Okay. You want to go business standard on it? And I could add that. We're hosting it. It says 14 days free.
Nice.
I don't know if you wanted to utilize it or have us host it for you, but I know if you set it up there, you could actually set it up on your own terms, and they'll give you 14 days free. I would charge you for it today. You wouldn't really get that 14-day trial, to be honest with you.
Gotcha.
I know for you it's probably just dollars and like a couple pennies, but I'm one of those guys. Yeah, like every penny counts, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's like saving $6, I guess, if I do it. I mean, I guess what's the difference if I do it myself?
Any troubleshoot stuff would just go straight to you. Like, we wouldn't get any kind of notification on it if there was, like, an error or an issue going on. Like, hey, I noticed I haven't received any emails in, like, 3 days, but a customer was telling me that he's sending them. You know, we could troubleshoot it for you and see what the issue is or what the holdup is or if there's a discrepancy or typo on your behalf. Obviously, we'd have access to it and be able to log in there and see what's going on. Whereas if you do it yourself, we wouldn't be able to log in there and see what's going on. So it's kind of all on your own to set it up. And, you know, you go in there and create the emails yourself. So you'll put their first initial last name, create it, submit it. So it's up to you.
Yeah, gotcha. And then I sign up for that through Google itself if I'm hosting it?
Yeah, you could literally sign up for it directly on that link that I sent you. You can just hit get started and then you just fill it out. Yeah. So, or
cool.
We could fill it out
you
know, if you want.
Yeah, I'll just do that. That's fine. That way I can kind of control what I'm,
And then
adding for email.
Yeah, I think it's better that way too, just to kind of get you the most out of it. Cause right out of the gate, you're getting, that 14 days free trial too. And then if you find that, hey, I don't want this or I don't need this, you know, I'd rather do the $250 each for, you know, through GoDaddy, then we could always do that. And then later too, if you want to add us as the host, that's still on the table. So if you change your mind, you just call me and I could get in there and gain access to your business email or your G Suite.
Cool.
All right. So client interview confirmed. It looks like we got everything. Just need TNC, photos, logo, and then the last domain that you select. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'm here from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard, so 8 to 5 your time. And there's also 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to call in. Like I said, that's our whole partnership with Google, is to make sure that everything's working for you, and you know, any problems that you're having, they're getting addressed right away. So don't hesitate to call in. All right.
Well, sounds good.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow between 11 and 12 for your client interview, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon, Zach.
All right. Yep. Bye.